U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday Americans will now be able to exit war-torn Gaza, and the administration will work hard to get additional Americans out of the region in the days ahead while working to step up the flow of critical humanitarian assistance into Gaza.
We're continuing working to significantly step up the flow of critical humanitarian assistance into Gaza. The number of trucks entering Gaza continues to increase significantly, but we still have a long way to go. The United States is going to continue to drive humanitarian support.
An initial group of foreign nationals, including Americans, departed Gaza on Wednesday, the U.S. State Department reported earlier in the day, adding Washington expects exits of U.S. citizens and others to continue over the next several days. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports Jordan severs a key diplomatic link with Israel over the Gaza war.
Key U.S. ally Amman says it has recalled its ambassador from Israel. Jordanian authorities have too told Israel's ambassador to remain out of the country in protest over the what it calls the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. Deputy Prime Minister Ayman El-Safadi, who is also the foreign minister, says the return of the ambassadors is linked to Israel stopping its war on Gaza and the humanitarian catastrophe it's causing. Jordan signed a peace deal with Egypt in 1994, the second Arab country after Egypt to do so.
AP correspondent Charles de la Desma. The United States does not believe the pro-Iranian Palestinian militant group it designated as a terrorist group, Hamas, can be involved in the future governance of the Gaza Strip when the war with Israel is over, the White House said on Wednesday. This is VOA News. The White House is privately developing a national strategy to fight Islamophobia amid skepticism from the Muslim American community over U.S. President Joe Biden's administration's staunch support for Israel in the Hamas war, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
People briefed on the matter say the announcement was expected when the president met with Muslim leaders last week, but was then delayed, in part due to concerns the administration lacked credibility on the issue. Some in the Muslim American community have ripped the president and National Security Council spokesman John Kirby for saying they have no confidence in the Palestinian death count from Israel's strikes in Gaza because it comes from the Hamas-run health ministry. Still, anti-Jewish and anti-Muslim hate incidents have spiked in the U.S. since the Hamas attack on Israel last month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., took the witness stand on Wednesday in a New York civil fraud trial accusing the former U.S. president and his family businesses of inflating asset values to dupe lenders and insurers. Donald Jr., an executive vice president at the Trump Organization and a co-defendant in the case, is the first of Trump's adult children to testify, followed by Eric and Ivanka Trump. Their father is set to testify on Monday. The trial is one of many legal troubles Trump faces as he campaigns to retake the White House. Some in Kenya have criticized Britain's King Charles for not going far enough after he expressed his deepest regret for colonial-era abuses in Kenya but did not outright apologize during a visit to Nairobi this week. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay reports.
Some 90,000 Kenyans were killed or maimed in the period known as the emergency, according to the Kenya Human Rights Commission. 160,000 were detained, with many subjected to torture. United Nations investigators have also said that British colonialists committed gross human rights violations against hundreds of thousands of people in western Kenya over decades. That included land expropriation, killings, and sexual violence.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. The extension of the U.S. program allowing sub-Saharan African countries duty-free access to U.S. markets is expected to be high on the agenda of the U.S.-Africa Growth and Opportunity Act trade forum that will begin in South Africa on Thursday. Officials, including U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Catherine Tai, will meet African leaders and officials in Johannesburg over the next 3 days to discuss the possible extension of AGOA. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Hits only the Voice of America.